Noah cursed his grandson, Canaan, not Ham. Genesis 10:1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. Verse 6, and the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Phut, and Canaan. Noah was at the height of his folly when he drank wine. However, God did not condemn him because there was no law against it in his time. Nadab and Abihu, Aaron's sons, died for drinking wine because God had devised a law against it. Leviticus 10:8-10, and the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou, nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. Aaron was the high priest. His sons were priests under his leadership. Paul proclaimed to the Roman Christians in the New Testament, Romans 4:15, For where no law is, there is no transgression. Romans 5:13, For until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Noah continued to have power to bless and to curse. He cursed his grandson in Genesis 9:25. Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. The ancient fable that God only cursed black people is not true. It is the madness of evil people, who perpetuate lies concerning racial superiority and discrimination. Ham is symbolic of all sinners, regardless of nationality or ethnicity, who is under the curse of sin, and has not repented. All existing humanity descends from the family of Noah. Paul proclaimed in the New Testament, Romans 3:23, For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Psalm 105:23, Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, Africa. God gave land to all of Noah's sons. Even Canaan, Noah's grandson whom he cursed, God had given him land. Verse 11, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. God promised Israel, who had been slaves for 430 years, to give them freedom from the Egyptians and the land of Canaan, with power and victory against sinners of the world. The psalmist sang the songs of victory, Psalm 78:51, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham. Psalm 106:22, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Psalm 135:11-12, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage unto Israel his people. Noah's son, Ham, received a spiritual blessing, and God miraculously gave him land. God drowned Pharaoh, who was Israel's oppressor, and his army, in the Red Sea. Exodus 14:27-28, and Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned, and covered the chariots, and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, there remained not so much as one of them. God will drown all those who enslave and oppress humanity, and take advantage of them, as Pharaoh and his taskmasters did, in the sea of destruction. The flood purged the earth from all sin. Sin, once again, entered into the world through the sin of Canaan, the son of Ham. Canaan is a scriptural metaphor of all humanity who are under the curse of sin, regardless of race. Paul reiterated to the Christian believers, Romans 3:23, For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God does not save the souls of sinners without repentance. Noah and his family were a symbol of humanity in all races. He had power to bless believers, or curse unbelievers in his family. King Solomon, who was Jewish, said these words, Song of Solomon 1:5, I am black, but comely. Even in Solomon's grief, he had beauty. His spiritual and natural beauties were the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in which God had put in his heart. That is why he said, "I am black, but comely." 2 Chronicles 9:23, "And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom, that God had put in his heart." If we have the wisdom of God, we also share the spiritual and natural beauties in our era. Solomon concluded, Ecclesiastes 3:11, "He hath made everything beautiful in his time, also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." God created the standard for beauty. Beauty is in all nationalities and colors. When we are true worshippers of God, we respect his standard of beauty in all races. Paul declared that God created all humanity with one blood, as a result, he mixed all races. Acts 17:26, "And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation." Shem and Japheth are a metaphor of believers, the sons of God in all eras, who maintain faith in God, even when their father was at the height of his folly. They also received spiritual blessings from God, because of their faith and works. Blessings are merely in the spiritual realm, prosperity is absolutely natural things. We should have the aspiration for Jesus' spiritual blessing. Our spirit seeks for wisdom and knowledge that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ after he saved us. Jesus proclaimed, St. Matthew 5:6, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." God promised Joshua prosperity, spiritual success, and good success. Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." God does not want us to envy sinners who do evil to get their wealth. The psalmist proclaimed, Psalm 73:3, "For I was envious at the foolish, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." In the end, God will despise their false image of success. Verse 20, "As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image." A servant in those days was a slave. God abased Canaan to the position of a slave, sinner, because of unbelief. Jesus said to the Jewish people, St. John 8:34-35, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever." Canaan was a figure of sinners in all eras who will not repent. God no longer entitled him to the spiritual blessings and benefits of his household and family because of unbelief. God is no respecter of persons, race, color, or gender. However, he differentiates believers from unbelievers by giving spiritual blessings only to believers. The children of God shall abide forever in his eternal kingdom to be with him. The Lord shall cast all sinners into the lake of fire. Hereafter, there will be no more curses. John disclosed the word of the Lord in Revelation 20:15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." We have a spiritual birth certificate after we are born after the Spirit. St. John 3:3, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 5, "Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John declared, Revelation 22:3, "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." Jesus' servants are his children.